This episode of Star Wars in Character is brought to you by the Artmore Project Fundraiser. So far, the Artmore Project has brought together 60 artists to create one-of-a-kind works of art from blank sets of Mandalorian armor. These artworks will be auctioned off as part of the 2013 Star Wars in Character Star Wars Toy Drive, benefiting the Philadelphia area Toys for Tots. Now, when you donate as little as $5 to the Artmore Project, you'll receive a special thank you gift, an exclusive episode of the Star Wars in Character podcast featuring the bounty hunter Dengar. This special episode is available only through Artmore Project donations. For more information on this project and fundraiser, and to find out how to access more exclusive episodes, visit our website at swic.neozaz.com/donate. The Star Wars in Character podcast looks forward to creating a new milestone with our 2013 toy drive, and thanks everyone for your support in this exciting new project. I was actually going to ask if you're serious, and then now I withdraw the question.
No, we did. We said we talked about it. We were like, okay, now
I said I withdraw the question.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Lin May. We all know who Lin May is.
Well, I don't know about
She's one of these dancers.
Lin May.
Hey, look at her.
Lin May, Lin May.
She is the one in purple.
I gladly look at her, but not really wanting to hear this song.
Right, I agree.
Yeah. Like a honey ho.
Like a honey ho.
Like a chicken, make a honey ho.
A chicken like a hiney ho.
What the hell's his name?
Jambi.
Jambi. I was gonna say Ganji. I'm like, that ain't right. That's something else.
Well, Lin May appears in the special edition of Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
Very special. Now these
one of the few positive editions.
Yes. What are these?
Go off track here, Matt. You are. Taping, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I didn't do anything.
I'm actually technically not taping a damn thing.
So it's taping.
Recording.
Yes.
All right. Now, these names, Matt, are not my best.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time.
Or the last. My name is Melina Karnes Chris.
Ooh. Is that another dancer?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
What's that?
These are all so-called Jabba's dancers. Because one of them, you all know. Okay. you know when I get there.
Okay.
Today I am joined by Manaru Matt.
Ah, Manaru.
Is that the one?
No.
Who has two thumbs and wants to squeeze your titties?
Well, speaking about titties, to my right is Garna Dave Gargan.
That's a weird sentence.
Well, she's got six titties.
She was great.
That's a banner episode.
Yeah.
Was she ever like? Did you ever see her dancing? Yeah, you do.
Yeah, she kicks.
Well, yeah. I was gonna say it depends what you consider dancing.
She was very German.
She goose steps while Ula's about to be murdered.
I think she like knees her bottom tit, and that's her middle tit, and her middle tit hits her top tit.
Yeah.
What do they call those things with the balls where the ball hits and then knocks the other ball off?
Yeah.
Those things are fucking for it.
Yeah.
But this is for tits.
And last but not least, we got Nematar Tim.
Nematar.
Nematar.
And these are dancers that are also in the special edition. Who are the other people?
It just says Jabba's dancers. Mm. It could be in general books, novels, video games. Wet dreams.
Or you just made it up.
I did. That last one was Nematard Tim.
Oh, got special needs, please.
Okay.
Well, I guess who's going to give you facts about Lin May?
Let's hear it.
Who?
This? Me.
Ooh. All right.
Lay me. Ready?
This is your maiden voyage, right?
whatever. These
no, whatever. This is the first one you've ever done, right?
No, it's not.
It's actually technically the third.
Did I do Shmi?
He did Shmi, and he did Joe Yowza.
Yes, Joe Yowza.
It's funny that two out of three are from the same
scene.
I bet Shmi was in the background somewhere, flaunting her fun bags. And you could just go for the trifecta.
You guys always want me to do this, and I say that Dave and Tim do a great job. I just like listening and farting.
What about when Matt does it?
Like I said, I think Dave and Tim do.
That hurts.
How many have you done, Matt? More than three, haven't you?
I think I've done three, actually. So, now we're tied.
Why did you pick her? Just because she's...
She is hot as hell.
I figured that was it, but I didn't... I mean, you had carte blanche. You could pick whoever you wanted, and you picked her.
And it's going to be short and sweet.
Like she is.
Just like it would be with her.
Exactly. Well...
done.
Wow.
That's one more stroke than I expected.
Well, as we all know...
Three. That's a record.
I'm gonna make this one last. Lit May is female.
That's true.
Really?
That's good to know.
Are you doing the three facts?
Yes. Two more to do. Ready?
Yeah.
Her species is Twi'lek.
All right.
Do you know why? Because there are things in her head. And the last fact, her homeworld, Ryloth. And now quotes. That's it. Well, I got some stuff here.
I'm going to
read. Ready? Well, you know, she was a young girl. She lived, of course, on Ryloth, where her village was ravaged by slavers. I don't know what a slaver is.
Oh, well, there goes my only question.
People who enslave people. Yeah.
They're just called slavers? Just slavers. Okay. I wasn't sure. But she was a young girl. All of those slavers torched the whole town, burned down bushes and everything, and the people who were left over, they got their money up in their purses, and they hired a Mandalorian bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Hint.
Who could that be?
Jango Fett.
No.
Boba Fett.
Oh, that was going to be that other guy. Jodo Cast.
Yeah.
Nah. But they hired Boba to exterminate the raiders, which... I don't know, like, whoever's alive. How do you call Boba Fett? You know what I mean?
They must have
BR-549.
Hey, you, Boba.
What's that?
That's your company. Yep, you got it.
They must have had some kind of technology, so they're hell bent on revenge.
Right.
Okay.
8675309. Boba, we got your number.
Tim's going to sing this whole episode, isn't he?
Better him than me.
Fett's mission was successful, though several people were caught in the crossfire and they died. The school was burned down. I think a lot of the children perished in that fire.
So they hire him. He comes and does the job.
I guess so, yeah. They're fighting back and forth. Gun blazes, you know, fire, rockets going on, jetpacks burning.
Wow.
Kill them all. Let God sort them out.
Oh, my God. But Lin May was one of the many children who Boba Fett rescued from the fire. So she was like Kurt Russell. He went in there after her.
Was he Billy Baldwin?
No, I like Kurt Russell better. Yeah. And then he was holding on to Dengar. You go.
We all go.
I go. Is that part?
Yeah.
I love Backdraft.
But backdrafting character coming soon.
Jennifer Jason Leigh. She in it?
Yeah. Oh, she is so hot in that movie. That is her at her absolute.
Everyone's hot in that movie. It's about fire.
Whoa! Hey, oh.
That's the best part of this episode. Funniest line ever. That is awesome.
Oh, Jennifer Jason Leigh. I love her.
But Lin May got a little bit of a crush, kind of like a.
Obsession.
I got a crush on you. With Boba Fett and followed his exploits on the HNB.
What the hell is that? A TV station?
The HoloNet News Broadcast.
No!
Yes.
That's fascinating.
Was watching CNN, but Star Wars style.
This is a television station?
I believe it is. I didn't do any more research following that station.
HoloNet, let's see.
HoloNet News Broadcast.
That's what I want to know about. This is Kent Brockman.
There's a picture of a Reese character who is a news anchor with a bunch of talking heads.
Are you serious?
Yes. If you on Wikipedia, if you type HoloNet, it shows you some sort of Reese anchor.
So she's Reese anchor. She's like an orphan, but she somehow is just cuddling up in front of the TV every night, basking in the glow of the HoloNet, following her.
Her
man.
Crush. Yeah, the guy who saved her from the burning school.
This TV station, forget her and whatever else you're going to say. Have this is her? Fascinating.
There's not much more, sir.
I want to know what's their other programming?
Anderson Cooper, Keeping It Real.
Yeah. Chewbacca 360 or something. Like
that. Yeah.
2 a.m. reruns of Small Wonder.
Why do we always...
I was going to say, I'm restraining myself from singing that song.
That's why I brought it up.
Matt, sing it, Matt.
No.
Jesus, small wonder.
You done?
She sure is.
And wow, come on.
I know, Matt, come on. This is, you know, you want to sing.
Nope.
So he's like, lay down a tasty tune, Matt.
Well, as this hot Lin-May girl grew up,
yeah,
she became even hotter. Mm-hmm. So she studied the traditional Twi'lek dance, who went to become a professional entertainer and find work off of her planet.
Did she go to that same school that Ula did? Like, is that mentioned in there?
That's not mentioned.
Does she have any kind of relationship with Ula?
Ula's I would find not that, mentioned
that's,
at all.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That would be cool if, like, Ula was, like the rock star of that dance, and then she was, like, in her shadow, and she got to, like, one day she got to dance, you know, so in the Ula's, same place as Ula. Like,
so Ula's like Brittany, and she's like Cyrus or something. Yeah.
Twerking Cyrus.
Twerking Jabba.
Oh, Miley Cyrus. Okay.
not Billy Ray.
No, I was Cyrus thinking Cyrus Virus. From Heroes. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't understand.
That's Siler, isn't it?
You're right. It is. I was really confused then, because not even the right person.
So anyway,
so she doesn't know, yes. Ula.
Not according to.
I should have sang Small Wonder. Goddamn it!
In depth research I did.
No, it's not like the Madonna Britney kiss that like.
Oh, let's. Can you imagine that?
Ula and what's her name?
Lin-May.
like that's her idol, and she just wants to dance like her.
There's nothing mentioned about Ula.
That is another missed opportunity. Mm.
I agree with that. Hmm. I'm picturing Lin-May now and Ula just making out.
There should have been like some like serious grinding.
What,
between the two of them? I mean, they were both they both came back for the shoot, you know.
In the special,
they're both on set. Yeah.
If there had been twerking in 1996, would they have done it? Do you think?
Guaranteed.
Lucas would have liked.
Guaranteed.
You know that for a fact.
Guaranteed.
I want you two girls to shake that ass. Shake that ass. Shake that ass.
Let's go, girls. Shake those moneymakers.
Faster, more intense.
Make them two ham hocks slap each other. Come on, do it. Come on.
Ham hocks. Let's see some pooper action.
Pooper.
She's got a purple eye, and that one down there's got a forest green eye. Oh. And that's the sound they make.
Oh my god. Wow.
Sexual.
Chris, you need to rein this in.
I have to bring this back.
You need to be the voice of reason.
Well, she was training.
We're in trouble.
She was training, you know, Twi'lek dance style, but then her chance came along when Max Rebo talked her into becoming a dancer and backup singer for his band.
Damn, ooh. Max Rebo's a pimp.
I was gonna say, yeah. Like, of today's bands, who would be the Max Rebo of today?
Tommy Lee,
CNC Music Factory.
Tommy Lee of today, not nice. Oh. Right?
You mean because he's using these dancers and getting them on a show, maybe with hopes of getting something else?
Yeah,
Robin Thicke.
That's today, about it.
Twerking, I'm telling you.
Twerking.
I can see that. So I guess she, you know, said yes because, you know, obviously we see her in the movie.
What'd you say? She said yes?
Yes, because she's in the movie.
That's funny.
But I think a reason why she said yes and they toured the galaxy, she was searching her audience for her hero. Hoping to reunite with him and impress him with her talent.
Oh, him?
Yes. Which I thought
Ola was her hero.
Boba Fett still.
I guess. Oh, I make up my own story when I'm bored. I'm sorry.
But she almost left the band when they began their extended engagement in Jabba's palace. She was disgusted with how disgusting the crime lord was in his room, and Dave showed me Robin Thicke. Oh my god!
I want you to twerk.
Hey.
Let me see you twerk while you're drinking.
I need more cowbell.
I love this song.
Come on, twerk.
Hey, come here.
Twerk it out.
Hey, Lynn May.
Hey, Lynn May.
Keep reading.
All right, where are we at?
Does this make it better for you?
I love this song.
I'm actually watching the Jedi Rocks video of this song. It's much better like this.
Yeah. I'm like grooving in my rocking chair.
Fine, yeah. All right. But anyway, she actually was so disgusted she almost left Jabba's palace. But she actually stayed along because she knew that Boba Fett would frequently pop in once in a while with bounties, you know. Grab a burger.
The quicker picker upper?
No, not those bounties.
Oh.
But he would, you know, he would bring people.
Man, you really like Tide.
God rest his soul.
Do you have that all shit on your iPod?
Hells yeah.
It's for real?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't think that
are
was...
You making it, are you
not
making
at all. I didn't think that was your kind of song.
Well, you know, every once in a while you gotta twerk.
Well, twerking, baby.
Lin May became friends with other band members who were women. Which can you name any of these? Anyone out there know these other band members?
We'll see if we can describe them.
No, I was gonna see. I mean, these are really easy. Sice Noodles.
Yep. She's the
Not Droopy. Rystall Sant.
Yep.
Droopy McCool. Yep. It's in there.
No.
Pinky.
Not Pinky, but Greta.
Greta.
Yep. And that's it.
No. That was a stupid game. That was a terrible game. You said the name and Tim said the name back.
But I wanted you guys to call out names. I'll say if they were one of them, but you guys didn't do that.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
Everyone said read the names.
All right, we're going to play a game. I'm going to say a name and then you tell me if you know the name. Luke Skywalker. Yep, Luke Skywalker. You win.
That's pretty much how it went.
Well, anyway, and for ABY, which
Abby,
you know what that means, Dave?
After the Battle of Yavin.
Correct.
Don't sit there and quiz me. Like, you got the notes, and all of a sudden, oh, check out the big brain on Chris. He's got the notes. He's going to ask me.
How tall is she in meters?
You asshole.
1.8.
Oh, no. She's a little bit shorter.
1.6.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, she finally reunited.
That means I just read it wrong when I looked it up.
It doesn't look neat. She reunited with Boba Fett. She was so honored, and I was going to say wet, but I didn't say.
No, you did not.
But you did.
I didn't say that. She was so honored to dance and perform for him.
Yes.
Okay. Wait. How does she feel? Because after that, isn't Boba Fett getting, you know, working his magic with Rystall?
Yeah, he's
touching her. Maybe she was in the bathroom.
He's like, Lin-May's in the bathroom. Let's get it on, quickie.
Let's get it on.
Is Boba Fett aware of her?
Yes, because he even says he enjoyed her performance. I don't know if he recognizes Lin-May because...
Yeah, does he know?
She was younger back then.
Well, yeah. Does he know? Like, she's got this infatuation with him.
I'm not sure, but he does. He makes a promise to meet up with her again. Like, he recognizes her. Maybe he just likes her.
He's got a girl in every port.
Making it sound like he thinks all Twi'leks look the same.
I almost said that earlier, but I stopped because this goes out to the world.
He walked up to her after Ula was killed and kept calling her Ula. Ula. He kept going over to Bib Fortuna and calling her Bibu Luna.
Here's
Purple Ula.
He kept calling her Ayla for some reason. No one knows that story.
Here's where it gets kind of weird, because Fett promised, hey, let's meet up again.
Yeah.
Okay, come to my slave one.
Come to Butthead.
But guess who fucks up the night, and she was about to go there, and guess who comes along?
Fucking Luke Skywalker.
Donald Gargan.
Nope.
Oh.
Got it.
Well.
Luke Skywalker comes to the palace, and it's all fucking downhill from there.
Blonde hair, blue eyed.
So in a way, Luke Skywalker was her cock blocker. Go ahead.
I was going to make the most inappropriate comment.
Like, I'll find the answer.
Did she take out the brakes on his car?
No. Oh.
that's going in.
That's fun. You got to keep that in. So Boba Fett.
Called her back. Here's my key. Come back to slave one.
He gives her the room key.
Right.
But he was unaware of her other than just seeing her now for the first time.
I guess. Maybe he recognizes her a little bit. I don't know.
So this is the moment she's been waiting for her entire life.
She's been shaving and waxing for this night.
Okay.
And he is like Tom Jones. She is like Elvira in 1950.
And Luke comes in and that's the end of that, because Boba Fett's like, sorry, babe.
Luke cockblocked, yeah.
Gotta go to work.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Batman.
I gotta go to work.
Well, as everyone knows, you know, the Max Rebo's band barely escaped the destruction of Jabba's sail barge.
Yeah, I think we talked about that at some point.
Yes.
Who didn't except Jabba?
And here's the thing that pissed her off, is she thought that Boba was dead. So guess what she did?
Marry Droopy McCool.
No. She swore. Ready? You're gonna. She swore revenge on Skywalker and his associates.
And how did she get her revenge?
Tim, that's where it stops.
She has no ambition. She's like, I hate you. I swear vengeance upon you at some point in the future when it's convenient and you're near me and we'll get it.
Yeah. So at this point, like, this is the last. That's the last thing. It's the last thing she's heard about.
That's it. Aww. She swears revenge.
That's it. Revenge. And that's it.
She walks around the rest of her existence, and the sad Charlie Brown music is playing.
I'm not like doing it right, but I'm picturing the rest of development too completely.
The story could have gotten interesting there, because she may be. You know, little and weak and all that kind of stuff, but she's got sex appeal.
She could be like the Mata Hari.
Yeah, she could use that to get close to him. Like, Luke never, other than his sister, seems to care about women too much, but like, she could use her feminine wiles to get close.
Absolutely.
And write her a good story instead of just like, oh, I love Boba Fett. Oh,
how many movies or shows have we watched where the girl, you know, gets the guy back home to kill him or something?
That's,
you know,
like every Bond villainess. She uses sex to kill someone in the movie, and then she'll almost kill Bond in the movie.
Right.
Golden Eye. Lace all leather.
Famke Jensen almost squeezes him with her whatever.
Squeezy.
Was that her legs, I hope?
I think so.
Yeah.
It wasn't like what was going on down below, I guess.
She had like the crazy thigh master.
Yeah. It was Suzanne's on crack. But yeah, Bond gets out of it. Like, that could have been this.
She could have ended the movie. She could have killed Skywalker.
Not kill him, but then like she dies. You know, like those Bond villainesses always get their comeuppance.
Purple on the bed.
Yeah.
Leland Chi, finish this story, please. Send it off to somebody. Get this done. Graphic novel.
That's her last thing in Jedi.
It's short, but there's something good. There's nuggets in there.
I think one of your nuggets was the HNB, the Holy Net
Nuggets.
That's great. I want to know the commercials they show.
Well, isn't that what's playing like in all the movies that we've seen, like on monitors, like in the prequels, like the big emperor talking or whatever, you know what I mean? Like saying shit in the bottom corner. I think it says like calling that news or something. Seriously.
I don't know.
The tracker going across the bottom.
Yeah.
Are you serious? The only time I remember TVs playing is in that bar, that stupid bar with
TV games going on.
Yeah, and there's like sports going on. There's like robots bumping into each other. I don't know what the hell's going on in there, but
sports.
quotes. That would have been cool to see like their news network.
Right. Yeah. True.
You kind of see a little bit of that on the Clone Wars TV show. There's some things. It's kind of like Times Square where they show the Emperor on like a gigantic. Or Chancellor Palpatine on a gigantic screen doing a speech for everybody. They show that a couple times over the course of the series. That's, I don't really think that's the HoloNet though.
That's something that could be spoofed in a really good way.
Pizza the Hut has eaten himself or something like that. Pizza the Hut. Wasn't that the HoloNet?
Is that Spaceballs?
Spaceballs, yeah. Isn't there like the hallway down there where they talk about Pizza Hut eating himself to death?
Yeah, they do.
He got locked in a car.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is.
Where he ate himself to death.
Well, do you guys remember? I think Dave might remember the old game Star Wars Demolition.
I don't know what that is.
No. It's like,
Demolition.
Like, yeah, like was it for like the first PlayStation or something like that?
What did you do? It was like a demolition derby kind of thing.
Well, you own that game because it sucks.
It's terrible.
You have it, Tim says.
Yeah, it's like
shitty game.
The old PlayStation, I think.
I don't remember it.
PS1, but if the player wins the game as Malakali,
that's a big if.
Yeah, if his victory move shows Lin Mei fed to Jabba's Rancor.
Oh, I don't like this part of the story.
Well, maybe that's her final end.
Is Demolition where you fight each other like a double dragon kind of thing or no? I don't know either.
What is it, Dave?
It's like you're in vehicles and you're flying around shooting each other.
That game sucked, yeah.
Like, I'm looking here, like Malakali would ride the Rancor, Lobot
rode
the cloud car, Bush was on a speeder bike.
Yeah, but I thought that was Bomb Bad Racing.
No, that was actually a racing game. That game was awesome too.
This was like,
that was weak, I thought.
Get on something and
fight,
destroy the other guy. So if all this stuff is here and like video stuff that happens in video games ends up being canon sometimes.
Well, I get a little of this. It says that it conflicts with the canon because the game Demolition takes place before Jedi.
Oh,
yeah.
So forget it then.
Where she's a lot, you know. So that game. That game sucks for more than one reason.
Maybe that was Lin-Mei's sister, whose name is Lin-Mei's sister.
I get
had,
it.
If they had a mother, I wonder what the mother mom's name would be called.
Ruth.
Well, I hope you liked my thing, because you know what? That's all I got.
Aww.
What
actress?
Oh, yeah. I looked high and low for her.
Really?
Checked IMDb. She has been in one movie. Can you name it?
Schindler's List.
No.
Eternal Sunlight of the Spotless Mind.
No. Her name is Dallin Chu.
Yeah. And this is her only movie.
Correct.
And you guys don't have her on your poster.
I wish I had her.
No.
Not my poster, though.
She has done conventions. She does conventions sporadically. But no, we have not been to a convention that she's been at.
I would love to get her autograph. I would.
What do you guys do? I'm interested in this only a little bit, so I'll ask.
Good.
You guys get these people to sign your original trilogy poster.
Yes. No, I don't.
Well,
half of us do.
Nudniks do.
Oh, okay.
So you get someone like her who only appears in the special edition. She's not technically in the
original. We already have movie. Some people from special edition on our posters.
On your original trilogy poster.
Yes.
Original trilogy special edition medallion poster.
Correct. Yes, Tim did clarify that.
Which means that if there was a change after the special editions, which there have been, we don't honor that with our poster. Like, what's his name? Tim Morrison is now the voice of Boba Fett on the Blu-ray and the DVDs. but he wasn't that in the special edition. So we don't have Tamora Morrison signing our Star Wars.
Rules, all these rules, 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 rules.
That's exactly
what that's chapter seven.
You, the two of you, live your life by this code where, like, certain things like, you know, global warming and war in the Middle East don't matter, but Tamora Morrison cannot put a marker on that poster.
There's no fucking way.
Nope. No way. We actually had this conversation when the Switch came. I said, Chris, what do you think we should do?
The two of you sat down. It was a summit.
I was actually going to ask if you're serious, and then now I withdraw the question.
No, we did. We said we talked about it. We were like, okay, now that he's the voice.
Just draw the question.
Tim, who do we got? Who's Boba Fett's voice?
Jason Wingreen is the original voice.
Who do we get signed on a poster with that's Boba Fett fetish?
Mark Austin.
That's Boba it.
Fetish. Mark Austin. Yeah.
Mark Austin is the guy.
Who's he?
We got him at the in Sloatsburg, New York, at the
what?
The Hudson Valley Expo, the one and only Hudson Valley Expo.
Who is he?
He's Boba Fett.
What?
He was. He was an ILM artist, but he just put on the Boba Fett outfit for the Star Wars special edition.
Where Han's there. Oh. And
yeah.
The Jabba tail.
Because you said
so he's the Boba. He's the Fett that comes out and stares at you and then walks away.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst Fett of them all.
And what we got him on a poster.
So the Fett that you already talked about this before, the Fett that touches the chin and is in that scene is Don Bees, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the Fett that Lin-May would have been after was Mr. Bees.
Ew.
Oh, lucky guy.
Mustached.
The most interesting thing about her, and I remember when this came out.
Yeah.
And I do not like, I mean, most people our age don't like the addition of that scene in particular. But the thing that really bothers me is this female Greedo. That is one of the hottest messes in all of Star Wars.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
And the other thing that I remember then is this girl and her outfit. I'm surprised that they have this in the movie. It's a family movie.
She's Major Cameltoe.
There's something going. Look at from her waist to her nether regions. It's there. Like, I can't believe that they had this costume in the films. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like, this is like kids are watching this.
Well, they showed astral nipple and boob and the old
tray. That's true too.
Well, that was a mistake. This is the way the costume was designed. This looks like something that Lady Gaga would wear on stage or Cher in the 80s. Like, this is very revealing. You see a lot of hip and a lot of something going on in there.
I'm looking.
I'm circling it. You see where I'm circling?
I'm looking deeper. I see it
deeper. There was a lot of shaving, I think, that
happened. Oh, yeah. She got that bush trimmed.
I guess I'm just saying that I'm shocked. And then the rest of it is like kind of wrapped around her. It's very bondage-like.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Let's go.
If I could turn back time.
I remember this three-pack of action figures. Jeff's Dancers. It was like, I got it. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Just to have like new I'd ask dancer figures to like play with.
To play with.
It was cool, but that package is so shitty.
It is.
It's such a bad setup. The figures are like way posed. Like, I don't see how any kid would want these to actually play with them. They're so shitty. They're such shitty figures.
And she has some big ass lips, like big red. Bro, bold face lips.
I like the picture here. You said she was purple, but in this picture, she looks very blue.
She looks gray every picture I see.
Chris, you said she was purple.
That's what Tim said. Purple nurple.
Purple nurple? This is blue nurple.
But I see some that are violet. It's like gray. More violet. Lynn gray.
My photo has some stains on it, so I don't know.
I guess it depends on the lighting.
Lovely.
That lovely. Well, that's all I got.
Well, you did a fine job.
Did I do a good job?
You did a fine job.
Yes, another 100.
I remember during our Don Bees interview, he was talking about how he was on set, and one of his jobs is he needed, whenever Daylin Chu would sit down, she would like lose some of the makeup on her ass. So he would have to like go and repaint her butt cheeks every time she stood back up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I remember him saying that in our interview.
Tough job, but someone needs to do it.
Good work if you can get it.
How old? I mean, he's probably, you know, up there.
Wow. That's
the job I want.
That's the job you want?
Yeah.
Butt painter.
But ass painter. I'll paint that ass. And then we'll use it.
Look at that boy painting that ass, painting that ass, painting that ass.
Well, you did a fine job.
Thank you very much. It's awkward for me to do this, but I did it. Hope you liked it.
Are you singing London Bridge, Tim? What was that?
I don't know what song that was.
London Look Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down,
falling down. Website, please include nudity. Go.
No, I have no website for this woman. Because everything on her is Wikipedia. So, I guess I could say, well, you know what? We're coming close to the deadline for all our Artmore projects. So I guess I'll take this opportunity to promote the website and the Facebook page for the Artmore project, which we've talked about off and on leading up to it. We'll probably talk about it more now that things are coming to a conclusion. But the Artmore project is where we sent out 60 blank Mandalorian chest armor sets to different artists, and they are making the one-of-a-kind works of art out of them that we're going to auction off as our cornerstone project for our 2013 Toys for Tots toy fundraiser, toy drive. So, like I said, they should be starting to roll in about now, so check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/artmoreproject or our website at artmore.neozaz.com. How's that?
Awesome.
That sounds great. If anyone there wants to dress up like Lin May and take a photo of yourself and put it on our Facebook page, please do. Men included.
We're talking to you, Eric Moore.
Men included. Anyone out there?
Oh. I don't know about all that.
I just said men too.
I'm disappointed in this
ending. Because she's angry at Skywalker and everyone else in his gang, and that's it.
I don't understand in these, because this happened with Prune Face and it happens with her and it happens from time to time. There is no end story. Like, why leave her hanging? Like, it's not like people are like, you know, going to do something with this character one day. Like, just if you're going to go to the trouble to write all that stuff that someone wrote, like, finish it.
You kind of described it in a circ argument there, that there is no ending because no one's going to do anything with them. So there's no ending because no one's going to do anything with them.
someone should.
Maybe she'll come back in episode 7 and kill Luke Skywalker.
Maybe.
Or, you don't know that yet, you know? You got to wait and see. Oh,
that would be
Abrams.
Full circle.
That's right.
Die, fat, saggy man.
The circle is not.
Is that you talking about Mark Hamill?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Fat, saggy man.
Just throw a handful of cigarette butts on the ground and run.
Oh, man.
Ah. Smoky, smoky.
Hey, it ain't my fault he was digging for him. Don't blame me.
That was an old picture now. Come on.
A couple months old. Every picture is of you older. Just ask Mitch Hedberg.
That's right, guy. Rest his soul again.
We all had hard times.
Yeah.
I've never picked out cigarette butts from a strange ashtray and then climbed in my Mercedes. That's a hard times I can't relate to.
And then threw the trash out the window. Right.
Yep.
Maybe you couldn't find trash cans.
There are no trash cans in the Los Angeles area.
See? You should get out and walk. Never mind.
It's not like there's at the Q-Mart, which is a trash can.
That Tim likes to eat steak sandwiches at.
Hamill throws on the ground.
Thank you for your offering, Mr. Hamill. Thank you.
That's
munch, munch, munch. Eat, eat, eat.
Swallow, swallow, swallow.
Lin May, Lin May, Lin May.
Dave, is it time for quotes?
Quotes.
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 It is time for Who Said That?
Who Said That?
In which we are guessing.
Who smoked that?
Guessing random quotes from random Star Wars movies and keeping track of it along the way. So play along with us as I read these quotes with absolutely no affect at all, as not to give anything away.
I thought you were going to say much like Hayden Christensen or whatever his name is, Christian.
That's funny. Are you ready, Matt?
I'm always ready for quotes. All right.
I have selected your random film, and your random quote is this. Hey, I knew there was more to you than money.
I get so upset when I know it. It's not my turn.
I think, man, that's, I'm pretty sure. Now, okay, here's a question. Before I answer, I certainly know the situation. I'm a 50-50 shot on the person that said it. If I get the person wrong but the situation right, do I still get a point?
Ooh.
Good question. It needs to be put to a vote. I vote no. Oh. You must know the speaker to even be eligible for the scenario.
Yeah, you need to get A right to get B right.
Me? Am I next?
You got to vote.
What'd you say?
You have to get.
I disagree. Tim has to make the final decision.
He just already voted.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
This thing's on. I agree with two of you.
Okay. So there you go, Matt.
What's the answer?
You have to get the speaker B. right before okay. you get the scenario right.
All right. Well, I'm going to say what my 50-50 choices are to at least prove that I have the answer rolling around in my brain. So it's either, before I commit to it, is either Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia. I'm going to go with my gut and say it was Princess Leia, and it was when everyone was meeting back in the hangar at Yavin after the Death Star was blown up, and it was said to Han Solo.
Final answer.
Final answer.
2 points for Matt.
All right.
Absolutely.
See, I know that line because I think the way that Carrie Fisher says it is funny. I knew that was muddier than money.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what was going on in my head that made me think it was her.
Yeah. She does money. Exactly like that. Money. Very nice job.
But good think
job.
About it. Could you not picture Mark Hamill saying it the same way in that scene?
Yeah. They were sister and brother.
That's good point. Damn, Dave. Look at you. Well, I can't see you, but listen to you.
Damn, Dave.
Tim, are you ready?
Yes.
Selected your random film. And here's your quote. I'm going low and left.
You know how many times he's heard that?
Sounds like Tuesday night for him.
How many times I've said that? I said that.
And what scenario?
Tim, just before recording.
Going low and left.
Bathroom stall, Target.
The quote is...
Target, no less. Not Kmart, Target.
Spoken to George Michael. I'm going low and left, is the quote.
Man.
Jeez. Oh, that's a hard one, and this is...
How many times have you said that, too?
I'm going to say Wedge Antilles in the Battle of Hoth.
Final answer?
Final answer.
That is incorrect. Anyone else have a guess? This is a hard one.
Sounds like some kind of like stupid Hayden Anakin flying a ship kind of moment.
Yeah, it is. I'll go with that.
Oh,
it's Anakin from the beginning of episode 3 talking to Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And that, right. that dog fight.
I got that.
Well, no, you didn't.
Is that my point?
Hell no.
Okay.
No.
But it is your turn.
Okay. Bring it.
Bring it. Ooh.
Bring it.
You. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's your quote. Wait. Not here.
Are you talking to me or saying the quote?
That's your quote.
Wait, not here.
Wait, not here.
Was, not was.
This sounds so dark and like they're selling drugs. Wait, not here. Jesus Christ. I don't know.
Could be sensual.
If someone's going to get blown or something. Wait, not here.
Get the hell out of here, Goldenrod.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this is in A New Hope when Uncle Owen and Aunt Brew are about to fuck.
Luke! Luke!
I have no idea.
I'm going in dry.
Ah, I'm going low and
low. Low one to the left.
It's the desert.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Is that your final answer?
Your final answer is when an Owen's about to put it in.
Oh.
That is incorrect.
It is?
You are actually kind of on the right track. There is something illicit going on. Do you guys have a guess?
And again, in Padme something?
Yeah.
This is...
Oh, yeah. There you go, Chris.
Han and Leia.
I should have really thought of that more.
Yeah. It's yeah, it's in episode 3 when they first see each other after a while, and he's trying to kiss her and stuff, and she's like,
oh my god, that's right.
He opens his mouth and goes, la, 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 la. Nope, not here. Wait, not here.
Yeah. Shit. So you were actually on the right track.
Wait, it was the wrong couple.
So.
Just the wrong couple.
Wrong couple. Wrong Skywalkers.
Well, wrong trilogy. Wrong everything. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Dave, how old is your son?
How old is my son? He's 11.
Okay.
Next, you're going to ask me, like, what's your social security number? Asking me all these
200.
It has to be short number.
74.
All right.
2822.
Here's your quote.
Is that yours by chance, Tim?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
That's my quote?
Yep. That's
simply capital.
You all right?
You all right? And then Uncle Owen slowly takes out his penis.
Oh, come on.
Slides it into Emperu.
I don't think it slides.
That's not blue milk.
The sandpaper condom was just not doing the job.
Sandpaper condom.
I have all these situations running through my head where someone would ask somebody that, like, and none of them are just like solidifying. I'm gonna say that's Han asking Leia that at the end of Return of the Jedi when they're wondering whether or not Luke made it off the Death Star alive. So I say Han.
You got the character right, but the wrong movie.
Ooh.
It is an Empire. Han says, you are right, and Leia says, why are you still here? Remember, they're being attacked, and I want to get you to your...
Ooh.
Okay, so I get a point.
For you said Han.
But not the extra, and I really didn't know the situation.
Have I been telling you? Huh? Yeah, are you writing down the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm good.
All right.
Well, the scores go like this, then. Matt and Tim are tied.
No way, really?
With 7.
Oh,
7.
7.
But Tim is in better shape, having 4 of the 6 movies collected to get the 5 bonus points for naming a quote from all 6 movies. Matt, you only have 2. You keep getting the same 2 movies. You have A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. Those are your only 2.
Random my ass.
We have a dice for you. It just has
1 and 2.
Yeah. 1
or 5 and 6.
Those two are on it.
4 and 5. That's all it's on.
4 and 5, yeah. I know Star Wars.
It's a piece of paper. They just flip up whichever side it lands on.
5 and 6. 2 or 3.
Chris and I are tied then with 4 as well. And we each have 2 movies. I have 3 and 5, and you have 1 and 2. You have the 2 hardest
ones. I have the prequels and shit, too, you know?
Yeah.
It's like.
And if had you gotten your 1 to right,
got episode 3,
you would have had the prequels taken care of.
Why did I think it out?
I don't know. So it's 7-7-4-4.
All right. Well, thank you very much for listening to Star of the Characters discuss the hottest dancer during that scene.
May.
Next time we discuss Nobot!
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in character episodes and information.